Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Dr. John Canis with Wound Care at Pella Regional Health Center joins us on today's program to talk about Wound Care Awareness Week.
Well, Dr. John, we're here to talk about Chronic Wound Week and recently some big changes here at Pella Regional. But let's start with what a chronic wound is, especially if people hear this and they're wondering, well, what does that exactly mean? And so kind of define loosely what a chronic wound is and why it's important to recognize that.
Thank you for having me on the program. And yes, we'd like to talk about chronic wounds. The term chronic wound is probably most applicable to a wound that doesn't heal by 30 days. And so we would call that a non-healing wound, one that's taking too long. Most wounds, you know, will heal by that time or show evidence of significant healing, but a chronic wound is one that's not healing well at 30 days. And that's usually from an underlying condition, whether it's diabetes or problem with the circulation, whether it's arterial supply or venous return, something is underlying that's causing that wound not to heal.
What are some of the statistics as it relates to this nationwide and some of the key numbers as people relate to this and those who may be most impacted?
6.7 million Americans are living with the chronic wounds, and that breaks down into 1 in 4 families have a family member with a chronic wound. And we talked about different causes of that, like diabetes. 25% of people living with diabetes will experience a foot ulcer. So those are some things we're emphasizing and using to make an impact to understand, well, this is a significant problem. But the good news is we have a significant solution to help heal these chronic wounds and these people out there that have wounds. They're trying to take care of themselves, but they're just not getting success and not making progress like they could.
And why is it so important to try and find treatment or seek treatment, especially if people notice it? Because there could be consequences for this, especially as we talk about diabetes and things like that. Why is it important for them to come here to Pella Regional or wherever it might be to seek treatment and at least get a diagnosis?
Well, it's important because you'd like to have your wound heal. And what usually happens is not only does it not heal, but it progresses. And the ultimate progression is often leading to amputation, which is a significant disabling occurrence for people. And if we can prevent that, that would be wonderful. It's limits your lifestyle and your pursuit of happiness, and having to deal with a chronic wound that you have to wrap up special or take care of drainage and such gross things is terrible. So if we can heal that and improve people's lives, that's what we want to do. There are 800 healogic wound centers in the United States now. So there's a lot of wound centers around like us. We're associated with Healogics. The hospital and Healogics has a partnership. Healogics is an organization that has done research into how to best heal wounds. And they use 9 essential steps of healing. And some of these things are fairly obvious, like, does it have a good blood supply? Is there an infection? Is the patient diabetic, and is the diabetes controlled? Things like that. And we utilize that to remind us what to look for and how to optimize the wound healing. Then there's a lot of different products we can use to help heal wounds, whether it's a negative pressure wound healing, a vacuum type thing that suctions in the sides of the wound, or certain substrates we can put in the wound that acts as a scaffolding for cells to migrate onto and fill in the wound. Then ultimately we have hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBO, and we now have that option here at Pella Regional Health Center.
Well, and you just described it. There's been a big expansion here at Pella Regional. What's that been like, and what can you do for patients now through this healing process that maybe you couldn't do before, now that you have the expanded space and technology?
Well, before we had a wound care center, and we had excellent nurses, and they were doing, you know, excellent job of changing dressings and showing people compassion and doing things as far as they were trained to do. Now we've come at it from a provider base where we have physicians, nurse practitioners, and other providers trained in wound care and healing that examine the wound and kind of take over the aspect of the wound care. They don't take over from the primary care doc. I mean, if the diabetes is being addressed by their own physician, we prefer that they continue to handle those sorts of things. But what we will do is take over the wound care aspect, make recommendations and changes in the therapy. And if we're not getting results, we can change directions again as far as another option. But about 10% of wounds do require or could require hyperbaric oxygen therapy. I mean, it's not for everybody, for sure, but it can, you know, have a significant role in about 10% of wounds that are chronic and will not heal.
Once again, that was Dr. John Canis with Pella Regional Health Center and their wound care department. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.